Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. The What to Read Next podcast helps to build a TBR of future favorite books. In each episode, Lori Amin interviews authors and book influencers to recommend books they loved for you to pick up today. If you're an avid reader, always looking for your next great read, then this show. Welcome to the show. I am so happy to have you back, and I am so excited to start this new series with you. So this is a new series of episodes. Every Sunday, I'm going to share with you some books like or books similar to a popular romance book that's out there. So I'm going to select books from the top 100, what's been seen on social media, what people are buzzing about. And for if you're a mood reader and you're like, I love this book, but I want to know more books similar to it, I'm going to give you that response. I'm going to help you find your next read. This is ideal for mood readers like you and me, where basically we're just like, I feel in the mood of age gaps. And I read age gap romance, I read Right Man, Right Time, and tell me what else can I read for that? So we're going to try with that. We're going to do this every week. If you have suggestions for books that you want me to look for, recommendations, let me know. Send me an email at laura@whattoreadnextblog.com. So definitely we're going to keep doing this, but I'm very excited to share with you. So, of course, the first installment I got to do 2022's breakout hit, which is Things We Never Got Over by Lucy Score. It is a breakout hit. It's been on the top 100 for weeks on end on Amazon. It has made it to New York Times bestseller. It's actually got a tradition published, so you can actually buy the book on Barnes & Noble's and your independent bookstore. The sequel came out last month, and it's been on the top 100 ever since it's gotten out there. So people are loving the series. And so it's a popular book, and I'm like, well, what other books can you read for that series? So let's talk about first about the book itself. So the book is actually really hefty. It's about 520 pages long. It's a long audiobook. So if you do have the audiobook, it's like about 16 hours long. So essentially you can actually buy it. You can get the book on Kindle Unlimited. It's only available on Amazon as an ebook. You can buy it in your local bookstore. They do sell it. You might be able to get it from the library as a physical book, not as an ebook, just an FYI, because it's Kindle Unlimited exclusive. Or you can get the audiobook. The audiobook is Audible exclusive, so the best way to get the audiobook at a discount level is basically if you borrow the book from Kindle Unlimited and then buy the audiobook, and it will cost you about $7.49 in the US. So those are a couple of tricks on how to get to a book. So what is the book is all about? So the book is basically Naomi is a runaway bride. So she just like broke up with her fiance right on the day of her wedding, and she drives off to her sister calls her, and she's like, I need to talk to you. And it turns out her sister was like a troublemaker, and so she had trouble with the law, and her sister basically robbed Naomi of the last money that she had left over. So Naomi finds herself in this small town where her sister used to live. And she discovers that she has a niece, and her niece needs someone, like, her sister left her, so she's like, I need to be a guardian for my niece. And all this happened, the town is, like, hesitant about Naomi because her sister was, like, such a troublemaker, like, she did not trust her. So she's, like, finding herself in this place where she's like, I have no money, I have a niece, I have to find a job, find something to get through. And so Knox, who is a business owner, but we find out that he's a lottery winner, he sort of starts helping her reluctantly. Like, he finds her a place to live. She ends up finding a job within one of his business. And so there's a lot of forced proximity. This is a small-town romance set in Virginia. And so he's grumpy. He doesn't want to be with her, but he's attracted to her. So over the course of the 500 pages, we discover why and what happens and all the fun stuff. There's a small town, just a family. There's a sense of, like, you know, learning how to be a guardian to a teenager is definitely unique. And so understanding, like, responsibility and then healing some of the past trauma. And we find out why she left her fiance and all the fun stuff with that. So it's a really good book to read. It's actually for the most part, it's a fun, it's an engaging small town romance. I personally listen to it on audio because I struggle with reading long books. I'm getting better about reading long books, but I sometimes struggle with reading long books, and like I just want to get through faster. And so I can listen at a 2.5 speed, and I can actually get the information faster. But it's actually really good. So if you're looking for a small town romance, something engaging, something that keeps you, you know, stuff, spice level is a little bit like medium spice, like nothing crazy. It's like here and here and there, nothing too spicy, not closed door. There's some spice and stuff like that. So the sequel came out last month, and the best way the reviews are telling us the sequel is actually more romantic suspense, with small town. There's some people are claiming that it's actually not as good as the first one. Other people are loving it. So take it for what you want. If you're looking for romantic suspense, I would say the sequel will be good for you. I think you can read them as standalones. But if you want to get the most experience, just read the first book, Things We Never Got Over, and then Things We Hide in the Light is the second book. Now let's go to the meat of the show, why we're here. So these recommendations are somewhat single parent, basically single parent, sometimes grumpy, some age gap, maybe enemies to lovers, or, you know, recommendations. All of them are small town romances. And I have four books to recommend for you. There's a blog post with more recommendations. If you're looking for more, you can just go to our blog, but I'll give you the four recommendations, the four highlights that I think you should look for. So the first one is Juniper Hill by Daphne Perry. So this is, Juniper Hill is from Daphne's latest series, the Eden series, which follows a family in Montana, in Quincy, Montana. It's a really quaint little small town. The family is really rich, and they own like major businesses like ranches, like the hotel, coffee shops. And one of the Edens is a doctor. And so they have like a ownership of this family. They're kind of like the royalty. And so one of his sisters, Knox's sister, is another Knox in this book. His sister, he owns a restaurant in the hotel, and his sister manages the hotel. And she hires this person who's going to be the maid, and she happens to be a single mom, and she needs to like find a place to stay. We discover she was running away from her life, similar to Things We Never Got Over. And so she ends up living in Knox property. He has like a guest house, and she has a newborn. And as you know, newborns don't sleep that well. And they cry in the middle of the night. And so Knox and the heroine, I don't remember her name, but they basically started to build a friendship. He's very grumpy. He wants to stay he wants to isolate it. He doesn't want to have people in his property. He was angry about it, but then he just started breaking out the feelings. He's like, okay, like, you know, like, I really want to help you take care of the newborn. And they develop feelings, and Knox becomes this like teddy bear, you know, who sees the light with the heroine and the baby. And it's really cute. It's really good. It's one of my favorite ones. You can read it as a standalone. Indigo Rich is the first book in the series. That's a more romantic suspense book. This one's not. This one's just single parent, grumpy sunshine kind of like deal. It's someone down in her log and trying to figure out her own path. It's really good. So, and I really love the rest of the series. The other books in the series are, there's sports romance, there's marriage convenience, and I think there's another romantic suspense coming up. So it's really cool. It's a really cool series. So definitely check it out. The next book that I'm recommending is Charmed by Laura Pavlov, and that's a workplace romance. It's a small town. It's a series of five books among best friends. And so each one gets a book. And so Charm is basically, it's a workplace romance. One of the heroines basically gets an internship in a company that she worked for her family enemy. So they're both families share a history of enemies. So they don't like each other. And she ends up working for one of the guys, and she thinks he's arrogant. He thinks he's like not good. He's a prick. And then she's like, okay, I'm working for you. And he develops feelings, she develops feelings, forced proximity, enemies to lovers, you know, simmering down, and just like magic. So if you're looking for small town romance with the touch of enemies to lovers in the workplace and kind of like having that banter, then Charmed by Laura Pavlov is for you. The next book that I recommend is Ignite by Melanie Harlow. This is a spinoff from the Cloverly Farms series, but it can be read. We don't need to read the previous books. You get a sense of what happens in the previous books with this series. So Ignite is basically a single parent age gap romance. They're basically, Lenny is addicted to love. She's like always falling in love and wants to have like a family, wants to have this stuff. She's 22. She was engaged. She was just like trying to find her way in the world. And she has a new neighbor who's really hot, and he's a single. He's older. He's like in the 30s. He happens to have two little girls who really like, you know, be a single parent. And he's trying to manage that and manage the guilt of like he was in the army and he was like left behind the kids. And so he's now trying to be a good father. He's a firefighter now. So he's trying to figure things out, and they're neighbors, and the girls are like enamored with Winnie, and he's like, I want you to like not. So there's four proximity things to the girls. So it's really cute. The children are adorable. It's a really good one. They start a secret relationship where they're like, will they, won't they? And it's so good. I listen to this on audio, and I recommend audio. It's like the way to go. But it's a spice level. It's a spicy book. So finally, we got to talk about Heartless by Elsie Silver. This is another popular book. If you haven't heard of it, then good. Thank you. So Heartless is basically a single parent nanny romance. I read this out of order, and it's fine. I read this as the first book in the series that I read, and each book of the series gets better and better and better. This book is basically, Cade and Willa, basically they have a chance encounter. She drops her underwear, he picks it up, and she's like, okay. And somehow he's actually looking for a nanny for his kid, and his sister-in-law was like, well, I'm just going to get my best friend Willa to do it because she has like an opening this summer to do it. And he's like, fine, you know, like whatever, we'll make it work. And Willa, then he realized it's Willa. He's like, no. And she's like, well, we're going to get it work. Like, we have to. So she becomes his nanny, and they have such a great banter. Like, this book is just like banter all along. It's age gap. And it's basically like funny. It's just funny and spicy, and it has every step that you need to take. It has cowboys, it has ranch, it has rodeos, it has all the things that are like, if you like Yellowstone, this book is for you. So those are the four books that you can read after Things We Never Got Over. And if you want to hear more book recommendations for this book list, there's actually, if you go to Things We Never Got Over on our book, you'll find about six more recommendations for this book. If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. For a list of books mentioned and other romance recommendations, please visit whattoreadnextblog.com. Did you know you can purchase audiobooks directly from your favorite local bookstore? With Libro.fm, you can pick up more than 250,000 audiobooks, including bestsellers and recommendations from real booksellers. You'll get the same audiobooks at the same price as the largest audiobook company, you know the name, but you'll be part of a different story, one that supports your local community. If you're new to audiobooks, there's a perfect way to squeeze into more reading to your busy life. Listen with a free Libro.fm app while you do your chores, walk your dog, relax at home. The Watch Read Next podcast has a special offer for our listeners. Get two audiobooks on Libro.fm for the price of one with your first month of membership. Use code WATCHREADNEXT. This offer is only valid for new members in Canada and the US. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? Watch Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whattoreadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.